One of Victoria's empire builders in Africa was Lord Robert Baden Powell. And if you think you've heard that name before, then you may be a Boy Scout, because Lord Bob invented the Boy Scouts. That was one of his nicer hobbies. One of his horribly historical hobbies was hunting for wild boars with spears. It was known as pig sticking. He described it in one of his books.
The boar is brave and tough, as fast as a horse, and he can jump where a horse cannot. He doesn't hesitate to swim a river, even when it's inhabited by crocodiles. Three or four riders form a party. Beaters drive the pig out of his lair in the jungle, and the party then race after him. But for the first three quarters of a mile, he can generally outrun them. A spear thrust, unless delivered in a vital spot, has little effect beyond making him more angry. And then follows a good deal of charging on both sides, and it is not always the boar that comes off second best. He has a wonderful power of quick and effective use of his tusks, and many a good horse has been fatally gashed by the animal he was hunting.
Hang on, Lord Baking Powder. The poor horse wasn't hunting the boar, you were. Chief Scout Robert obviously had some funny ideas about sport. Look at his idea of killing a hyena.
I also had a ride after a hyena with a number of Arabs. One of the most alarming games I ever took part in. For the plan was to gallop him down and surround him, and for every man then to loose off his rifle at him.
A gang of men shooting at an exhausted hyena. Call that sport? That's what the posh people did. But what about the poor? What did the poor people do for fun? They killed rats instead. A Victorian writer described a visit to a rat pit.
15 rats were flung into the pit, and they gathered themselves into a mound. They were all sewer rats, and the smell that rose from them was like that from a hot drain. Then a terrier dog was dropped in, and he buried his nose in the mound till he brought one out with his mouth. In a short time, a dozen rats were lying bleeding on the floor, and the white paint of the pit was stained with blood. In a little time, the terrier had a rat hanging onto his nose, which, despite its tossing, still held on. He dashed it against the sides of the pit, leaving a patch of red, as if a strawberry had been smashed there. "Time!" called the owner. The dog was caught and held, and the dead ones counted to see who had won the bet. Then the lad with the rats called, "Would any gentleman like any rats?"
So, which vile Victorian sport would you fancy? Pig sticking or rat hunting? Hard choice, isn't it? Of course, down here in these lovely but rather smelly tunnels, the Victorians helped encourage a new kind of rat.
Get off, you rat!
Only the very rich had proper toilets with water to flush away the contents into these brick sewers. The poor, even at night, had to creep to a small building at the bottom of the yard. There was a wooden bench with a hole in it. Underneath were ashes from the fire. Once a week, the ashes would be collected by workers called night soil men and taken away in a cart to be dumped. The rich Victorians didn't have night soil men. No, they had flushing water toilets and those lovely new sewers. And those sewers went straight from their houses down to the river. And they didn't care what things they dug up to lay down those drains. Things like dead bodies. Yep. They dug through the poor graveyards. They moved the bodies, dug them up and moved them. And that upset the relatives. It may even have upset the ghosts. The vile Victorians even had a song about it. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I would like to perform that tragic song, "They're Moving Father's Grave to Build a Sewer." You all know it. Feel free to join in.
They're moving father's grave to build a sewer. They're shifting it regardless of expense. They're moving his remains to put in 9-inch drains to irrigate some posh bloke's residence. Now what's the use of having a religion and thinking when you die your troubles cease? If some society chap wants a pipeline for his tank and they shift you from your place of rest and peace. But in his life, our daddy, he weren't a quitter. And I don't suppose he'll be a quitter now. So he'll haunt their toilet seats in his funeral sheets, and he'll only get to piddle when he'll allow. Then won't there be some ruddy consternation? And won't those city chaps all rant and rave? Which is no more than they deserve, for having the ruddy nerve to muck about with a British workman's grave. Workman's grave.
And there you have it. A horrible tale from the death-loving, rat-infested, sewer-smelling, slum-dwelling Victorians. Victorian Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli said Victoria did not rule over one nation, he ruled over two nations. Two groups of people who didn't understand how the other one lived, or thought, or felt. Two nations who ate different food, had different ways of life, and even different laws. Two nations who might have been from different planets. As Disraeli said, two nations, the rich and the poor. Many of the poor were villainous. They had to be to stay alive. They robbed and rioted, grabbed and garrotted, stabbed and stole in the world of hangings and hatred, and disease and easy death. That's what I call horrible history.
Get off, you rat!
We hope you enjoyed learning about the despicable goings-on of our ancestors as much as we did when we made these CDs. Don't forget to watch out for other CD audiobooks on special packs of Kellogg cereals. You can learn about the terrible Tudors, the rotten Romans, the measly Middle Ages, incredible Ireland, and the vicious Vikings. Look for the whole horrible lot.
Histories are written and read by Terry Deary and produced by Nick Baker for Testbed Productions. Original music is by Danny Fromaggio, sound design by Dirk Maggs. Horrible histories are published by Scholastic Children's Books. And they're really horrible.